This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Cotton prices over the past week have been under pressure with U.S.-Chinese tensions escalating and a few weeks of poor export sales taking their toll on the market. Nevertheless, prices did rally back, continuing to move higher towards the end of the week. As we look at stocks, they moved lower as economic harm from second quarter lockdowns came into focus, and that activity suppressed the effect of the continuing caseload burdening the market. Second quarter GDP down nearly 33%, which was less than the average expected from surveyed economists. And for the week ending July 23rd, U.S. export sales improved to 118,700 bales of net new sales, 9,500 bales for the new marketing year as well. The biggest buyers have been Vietnam and China, and shipments were also a healthier 321,000 bales of Upland, 7,800 bales of Pima, just 8 days of reporting left in the old crop marketing year. Courtesy of Plains Cotton Cooperative Association online at pcca.com. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.